Hello, my name is Elisa. I'm 18 years old, and today I'm going to explain about global warming. Firstly, I will speak about nature of problem and cause. Secondly, consequence. Thirdly, solution. Fourthly, I will speak about a famous ecologist, and for the end, I will give my opinion. Climate change due to several causes. In first, radiation from the sun breaking throughout the ozone layer. Given that the radiation of the sun are not supposed to cross the ozone layer, so temperature increases increasingly. This is the first reason. Nevertheless, it's not the only one. Climate change due to land transport, industrial agriculture, oil production, air transport, forest burning, and many other reasons, and this is not normal to have so many reasons.
Please breathe.
The consequences of climate change are very alarming. Since 1980, Earth's temperature rise each year, such as ocean's temperature. Melting ice is an important problem too, as well as forest burning, which today affects Australia, and also diseases are developing due to global warming. There are solutions to back global warming. If you are someone like me, you can sort your rest, but also save electricity. For example, replacement of its conventional bulbs with low bulbs. Consumption. You can change your diet, not just for your alimentation, but to avoid producing CO2, increases deforestation and water consumption. And you can use green energy. There is people who are helping to slow global warming, and other who act. A person will come directly to mind, Greta Thunberg. Greta is 16 years old, she is Swedish, she is autistic, and she wants to change the world. Monsieur, j'arrive pas à me calmer. Greta started alone with his protest thing in Sweden. She quickly expressed her commitment toward global warming. She is make herself heard, and now she is doing lessons of president of important country. She organized a demonstration in China, USA, France, Belgium, Canada. Everyone can be like Greta, and everyone can do it. Greta is an example of the generation will have to change the world, yet a good part of adults don't share his idea. Teenagers go to the street to do demonstration, and adults think it's not a good way, it's not a good thing to miss class. Why? Because I think if teenagers don't go to class, they will have no future. Do we have a future if we don't save the world? I don't have another answer. No.
Your opinion.
I'm sad to say that, but I think that there is no way to save the world. If there was a solution, researchers have found it a long time ago. Society blames people like me, but like I said, I do everything I can to fight global warming. I'm worried. I wonder how the state of planet will be in several years. I hope someone will be have a wonderful idea to make a future.
Okay, thank you.